We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We have our buddy, could you tell us, trying to fill time there, waiting for John Rash from the Star Tribune, the editorial board. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Are you going to have a column in the paper tomorrow?
I am. It's a week where we partner with Global Minnesota, and I'm going to write about this diplomatic dispute in the Gulf, which has engulfed Al Jazeera. One of the demands of the parties is that Al Jazeera cease broadcasting. So I examine it from a media perspective.
Let me ask you about the Emmy Award nominations. I know you always keep your eye on those.
Indeed. And I think that, you know, as always, there's some news about what doesn't get picked as much as what gets picked. I think what really jumped out at me are the amount of Emmy nominations for Saturday Night Live. And, Dave, this is a show you and I have followed since the inception in 1975. And as you know, it's been a roller coaster. It's had ups and downs and major breakaway stars and people who become trivia questions, and I guess almost like following a ball club, you know, for all those years in terms of how they do and how they don't. And they did very, very well with the Emmy nominations, and I think it's indicative of a little bit of a resurgence for that show and also the political environment that we find ourselves in, because as you well know, they have really focused on the Trump administration and you know, with the impersonations that they have with Melissa McCarthy, with Alec Baldwin playing the president, and that was rewarded with a whole lot of nominations, and I think that's one to watch in terms of the reception from Emmy voters.
Our own Louis Anderson will try to win one again for Baskets.
Yeah, and speaking of someone who has hung in there for quite some time and many, many years and, you know, been on the scene in multiple iterations and still has his stand-up routine, although it you know, changes, of course, and he's gotten a little bit of ink lately. But, yeah, so a little bit of a Minnesota connection there as well.
The other thing I want to ask you about, and it's hard to know, you know, and I don't know if I'd call it fake news, but it could be. I don't know if they're trying to do a PR move or not, but Kid Rock says his Michigan Senate run is real, but his website directs you to his merchandise page, I think, at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's happening there as well. And, you know, I think we've all learned that we can't discount anyone running for president. And, you know, we in Minnesota, of course, famously knew this about famous people much sooner than the rest of the country when Governor Ventura body to, you know, the governor's mansion here in the 1990s. And, of course, you saw President Trump, who, when he initially ran, was dismissed by many and, I think, memorably, was not even covered as a political figure on the popular website Huffington Post. Anything they wrote about him, they relegated to the entertainment pages, and of course he's the chief executive right now. So you never know what's going to happen, but this one seems even less plausible than some of the others, and perhaps it's a little bit of a publicity ploy, but he may also run, and as we all know, stranger things have happened.
Boy, do we, yeah. And then, John, the coverage of the president's trip to France, any thoughts on that?
You know, that it's a really interesting move by President Macron there because, of course, he just got back from the G20 summit, and many people called it the G19 because the U.S. was the odd man out in many ways with leaving the Paris Climate Accord and several other diplomatic decisions. And this is a little bit of a re-embrace. And as President Trump, of course, correctly noted yesterday, this is our longest standing ally and, you know, and a really rough time for the president. He probably welcomed another trip and kind of a reach out by a European partner, a bit of an unlikely one, a new president as well. And President Macron is really making some waves in France, including with this invitation for Bastille Day. So quite a compelling event and coverage as well.
Yeah, it seemed to play pretty well on it, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, the French do this very, very well and in terms of the pomp and circumstance. And I think that, you know, if you look over the last decade or so, you know, some of the strained relations that the United States has had with France when Donald Rumsfeld infamously called it old Europe when they wouldn't side with the United States in the run-up to the war in Iraq. And this is a little bit of a warming of the relations, and it'll be interesting to see the direction that this one goes, particularly because, as you remember, the president had some really negative comments about Paris from his friend Jim, as he called him, about what is happening there. And yesterday he said it was beautiful and he'll be back. And at minimum, I'm sure the people involved with tourism in Paris are appreciative of all the coverage and of all the kind comments from the president.
And on this date, I'll close with this. 1980, the Republican National Convention, John, opened in Detroit, where the nominee apparent Ronald Reagan told a welcoming rally he and his supporters were determined to, well, make America great again. And that was his, that's the phrase he used.
Absolutely, yeah. Enduring, as is his legacy, no question about it.
John, have a great weekend. I'll look forward to reading your column, as I always do, Saturday mornings in the Star Tribune.
Thank you so much, Dave.
John Rash from the editorial board, Star Trib. It's 8:20. Got to get to traffic here next on CCO. That was the Rash Report this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.